જયો જગન્નાથ જયો જગન્નાથ જયો બાલદેવ જય સુભદ્રા જયો રાધા વલ્લભ રાધા વલ્લભ શ્રી રાધે જય પ્રભુપાદ 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 જય જય પ્રભુપાદ જય
જય પ્રભુપાદ કી ચંદ્રા શ્રીમદ ભાગવતમ કી ટ્રાન્સલેશન. The duration of time of three lovers is equal to one nimisha. The combination of three nimishas make one shana. Five shanas combined together make one kashta, and 15 kashtas make one laghu. Purport. By calculation, it is found that one laghu is equal to 2 minutes. The atomic calculation of time in terms of Vedic wisdom may be converted into present time with this understanding.
ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮರಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಸಲಾಕೆಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಳಿತಮೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಾ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ತದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಶ್ರೀಯುತ ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಗನಾಥಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾಧುವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪದಾನ್ ಸಗಗನ ಲಲಿತ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ ವಿತಂಸ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ. ವಂಚಕ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ಋಷಭಾನು ಶುಧದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ. ವಂಚಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾದ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾರಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೆಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೋ in Bhagavatam we this is a very technical part and many speakers have in over the past time we have profound speakers explaining this topic, and I seek all the blessings of all Vaishnavas and devotees so I can speak on this subject matter for my own purification. So here we see in the previous chapter divisions of creation. I think it's divisions of creation. We saw the effect of time, how time is affected. In this we see how Maitri Muni is calculating the time. Actually, we cannot calculate the time directly. We can perceive it by using some material object. So in beginning, this calculation of time begins by from primary unit of measurement, and then slowly it develops, like how we calculate the year and month by the help of sun and moon. So this subject matter is little difficult, but in one of the purport of this chapter, Srila Prabhupada explains actually. He explains the subject matter. The subject matter of physics, chemistry, mathematics, astronomy, time and space dealt within the above verses of Srimad Bhagavatam are certainly very interesting to students of a particular subject. But as far as we are concerned, we cannot explain them very thoroughly in terms of technical knowledge. The subject is summarized by the statement that above all the different branches of knowledge is a supreme control of Kala, the primary representation of Supreme Personality of God. So, we understand how Srila Prabhupada is explaining that this subject, this has different branches of knowledge. This subject matter may be interesting to a particular subject, like if someone is dealing with physics, mathematics, where, you know, time, they go detail in depth. But we are not concerned about the subject matter alone. So, my mother came recently here, and one of her question is, okay, what are you doing? What are you doing here? And she asked me, can you explain what you're doing here? So actually, I'd never thought about this question. No, actually, we are here. What are we doing here? So this is like, you know, for me, it's like a blow. I can't able to explain. Even if you go to some interview, we can explain, you know, tell about yourself, say, you know, we can say something. But this one, you know, it's like we have to understand what is our purpose of we are here in this moment. And so we are here not to get the, you know, profound knowledge of different subject matter. We are here to get love of Godhead, which is Krishna Prem. And that point, I couldn't able to, you know, assimilate what I'm doing. But after you know, she's gone and it's been more months now, I'm trying to understand, you know, the more and more, then really understand the value of Krishna consciousness, the purpose of why we are here, what we are doing here. And if you're trying to explain to people, it might be funny. If you say to people, if they ask what you're doing here, if you say, I want to develop love for God, it may apparently looks like, you know, this guy is a crazy guy. But that is a fact. We have seen in lives of acharyas, we have seen living examples how, you know, so this material comfort, material things, they renounce everything to get this valuable thing. So in the life of Sanatan Goswami, there was one person, he was worshipping Lord Shiva. And then he came and he said, I want wealth. So Lord Shiva told, you know, you go to this place and Sanatan is there, you go ask him. So this person went to Sanatan Goswami. He was there sitting and then he said, I want some valuable thing which you have. He said, yeah, there is a garbage bin there. Next to that, you can find some touchstone. So that person went and he found and he was there lying a touchstone. And this person went. And then while he going, was thinking, see, this guy, you know, this touchstone, which can produce gold, which can, you know, touch everything, it produces gold. And this is lying in the next to the bin. So that means he must be having something more valuable than what we can conceive from this. So he went back, actually. He went back and asked Sanatan Goswami, you know, you what you have more? So then he explained about how this, whatever wealth or education or material things, which is very temporary, the real satisfaction of the soul comes when we connect back that part with the whole part. Krishna says, you know, everything comes from me and everyone is a part and parcel.
So we may be trying different things. We have that emptiness in our heart, but that emptiness cannot be filled if you're trying to put money in our bank, if you're trying to put my degree next to our name. We're trying to fill it up with many things, but the proper emptiness is not cared for. Unless until we looking for that love, and we should understand what is the object of love, and that object of love is Krishna. Because when you say love, definitely people are, you know, we say love at first sight and divorce at first fight. So when love means like, you know, something is attracted in that relationship. So Krishna is all attractive. He has all opulence. He has wealth, he has knowledge, he has beauty, he has strength, fame, and renunciation. If we see in our life, if we see the life of others, people get attracted to one of these things, or all of these things. So Krishna has every opulence in full capacity. And when we connect with, you know, when we focus on that relationship, then our hearts get filled. So, as Prabhupada said, we may not give this detail about this subject matter fully, but we are not concerned with that. We are concerned with the thing which controls this subject matter, that is Kala, which is the impersonal representation of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are concerned about him. We are concerned about the energetic person rather concerning about the energy. Because Krishna has multifarious energy. So once you understand the person, the source where the energy is coming from, then it's easy to understand his energy actually. Of course, he has to reveal himself. So this atom, which is the smallest, supreme small, it comes from a Greek word, atomos. It means indivisible matter, which is very small. So this time is actually moving the creation forward. This is very subtle, very subtle. It is the energy of Krishna that moves the creation forward. At the same time, it speed up actually. It's like a catalyst. In any chemical reaction, there is a catalyst. The purpose of a catalyst to increase and speed up the process. So the reaction takes place fast. So this one, the time acts as a background instrument and moves the creation forward. Srila Prabhupada explained, this is a functional relationship with the Lord. The time has a functional relationship with the Lord. And one important thing is, this time and Maya, the external energy, are inseparable. They are interwoven like a thread. Like, you know, guna means rope. Rope is made by strands or small threads. So like this is time and Maya, both are interwoven to each other. If you really see, everything belongs to Krishna. This material world, which is a dark matter, the one corner of the spiritual world, it is also, you know, equal representation of Krishna. But this time separates us, distinguished us, that this is material and spiritual world. Actually, this is spiritual world. Because this is also coming from Krishna. Anything coming from Krishna, it is complete and full. Because the time act, Prabhupada gives the example of the person and the voice in the tape recorder. When the person is there and he gives speech or something is recorded in the tape, is non-different in one time, but it is also different. The voice of that person in the tape recorder is non-different from that person, but then also it's different because it's separated. So like that, this material world is from Krishna, of course, but it is separated by the effect of time. As we know, there is no time effect in spiritual world. And this also says impersonal representation. We see how time, you know, it actually destroys everything in this material. We don't have to do anything. Just by time, you know, it distracts. It has the quality of distracting. For a non-devotee, this time, you know, comes as death, actually, final. The day Maharaj was, Devam Swami Maharaj was explaining, can we see the jaws of a snake slithering his tongue? You know, can we see that? We can't able to see. We can't able to see how our body is changing. He says one a description of atom. We were in the womb as a single cell for 30 minutes. Can you believe? We were just a single cell. A cell is like, you can't even see. You need an electron microscope. We were all like one cell for 30 minutes in the womb of a mother. Now we are weighing 60 kilos, 70 kilos. How the time has, you know. And Krishna says, I am time. Follows me. Because general notation is, if you ask someone, you know, take up this process of Krishna consciousness, the first thing is like, I don't have time. Because I am so busy in doing other things, I don't have the time for these things at all. Because they work like a, as Prabhupada says, the four kinds of people who don't take up Krishna consciousness and four kinds of people who take up Krishna consciousness. In that, Prabhupada explained one kind of people who don't take Krishna consciousness, like they work very hard. They're foolishly working very hard like an ass. The grass is available, you know, everywhere. But the as thing that only this master is providing me the grass, nice green grass, so I have to work very hard. And Prabhupada explained that it gets allured by the opposite sex, even though repeatedly kicked on the face. Prabhupada acted in very strong words actually. And when continuing reading that, the people who take up time, he says that the first people, because they're working hard, they get frustrated and they get distressed and they come to Krishna. Because distress is a mean when they come to look to Krishna. Why when we are really, when we are sad, when we look up to Krishna? Because we have the eternal connection with Krishna. He is our Supreme Father, so we are naturally inclined to turn to our Father. There was one wealthy person. He was giving charity every day in the village. He called people and he gives charity to every day, morning to evening. He was feeling sad. because no one would come and ask him, you know. What he does is he generally throw things, you know, from the terrace, coins and things like that. So no one bothered to check who is giving this, what is that person's name, how is he doing, any courtesy of, you know, acknowledging, thanking and feeling gratitude, nothing was there. So one sage came. So he asked, you know, like this I'm giving every day, but, you know, I feel, you know, no one is caring. Then he said, okay, one day, instead of throwing coins, you throw stones. Then you see. So then people came. The next day, what happened? He had all the stones and he started throwing. So it got, you know, it was hitting the people. Then they started looking up. They were calling, who is this? Can you come? We have to go and see him. So everyone rushed to the terrace and saw that person. How dare you can throw the stone on me? Then he said, you know, so far, so many days and years, I'm giving so many things. No one bothered to come and see me. Now, today I throw stone, then everyone is coming and see. Then they understood. They felt sorry. So similarly, when everything is going smooth in our life, everything, you know, happening, like, you know, we say tick, 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 right, right, right. Everything is so smooth and, you know, cool. Then we, you know, we think it's all by my effort and everything. But something happened wrong, then we trying to do the blame game. Why God, why only you, because you only. Right? But distress, we heard the story of Gajendra. Where at the moment, no one could help him. His family members are watching. His own effort. All the situations are there, but he couldn't able to help. Then he prayed. And he gets saved. So this time, we see, there is no time. If we do devotional service, then Krishna makes arrangement that we have time to do our regular duties and activities and also devotional service. Because recently we had Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he was saying the time conception is not just the activities we are doing. It is also concerned with the thought what we have. He was giving an example of like studying. A person can study for 3 hours, but he must be thinking of something else. He couldn't able to concentrate. But 3 hours he spent as a physical time, but the output is not so efficient. He might be studied for 30 minutes. But if a person is focused and then he got, you know, studying for 1 hour, that is more efficient. Because your thoughts and your thinking, everything is focused. So by practicing devotional service, we can gain control over mind actually. Of course, by Krishna's mercy. Then we are focused. Otherwise, we'll just run here and there and we couldn't able to do anything. So this, as I said, the time and Maya is interwoven. Even Lord Brahma has to go under trouble. He is finding difficulty in creating and things like that. One may ask why things are not very easy for Brahma. One can ask. Because we have to understand that This illusory energy, it acts as a filter. In the material world, is a place of forgetfulness, is a place of illusory, where devotees are made to declare a war against this Maya. If we are weak, then Maya can easily knock us down. In the story of Mahabharata, there was a fight between Karna and Arjuna. So Karna was there and Arjuna was there. Arjuna was there and Krishna also was there in Arjuna's chariot. So what happened? When Arjuna hit a arrow in Krishna's chariot, sorry, Karna's chariot, his chariot would go maybe 100 kilometers far, like that. And then Karna would hit an arrow and Arjuna's chariot will move in an inch. And then Krishna would clap, "Oh, very good, very good." Then Arjuna again hits an arrow, again Karna's chariot will move far. Then Krishna won't do anything, he will be silent. Then Karna again hit an arrow, then Arjuna's chariot will move 1 inch. Then again Krishna says, "Wow, very good, very good, amazing, amazing." So this becomes a little upset for Arjuna. I am hitting an arrow and his chariot is going so many kilometers. Krishna is not saying anything. But Karna is hitting the arrow and my chariot is moving 1 inch and he is clapping and he is praising. So he asks Krishna, "Krishna, can you explain why he is like this?" So Krishna says, "See, you hitting an arrow at Karna's chariot, it moves 100 kilometers, what is the big deal? There is no big deal. But Karna hitting a arrow, in spite of my presence, this chariot is moving 1 inch. How great is that?" So similarly, Maya or external energy is the energy of Krishna, is a servant of Krishna. When we oppose Maya and we try to develop this love for Krishna, Krishna definitely appreciates. Even though it may not be a powerful blow, but at least to our own effort, our own endeavor. So it's a moment by moment basis of surrendering of our free will to serve Krishna, that definitely attracts Krishna. Because Maya hitting us so badly is not a big deal. We have seen that. We have experienced, undergone, experimented, research work, everything done. We don't have to, everyone can share, write a book on it actually. How one can, you know, got beaten up by Maya. So this we have to see. How we can able to surrender to Krishna. Because it happened to even Brahma. What Brahma is doing is a secondary creation. How he was sitting on the lotus and the lotus expands. Everything is there in the seedling form. He is just disseminating that seed to universe. One may, you know, think that Brahma is a creation. Even Narada Muni thought the same. In second canto, he is asking a conversation between Brahma and Narada Muni. Narada Muni is saying, "Oh, I think you are the creator." Then Brahma clarifies, actually, "No, actually I am not the creator. There is another personality, a supreme person." So it's very common misunderstanding that Brahma is the creator. Of course, he is the second creator, but he is not the primary creator. He is a secondary creator. What Brahma is doing is, whatever is already there, he is just allocating. There is 14 planetary system, which is there in the seedling form. Brahma is allocating the living entities according to the pious level. According to the piety, he is allocating people into different planetary system. And then we see how Brahma, in this division of creation, we saw how there is 10 creation subject matter, where it goes from subtle to gross. In the first 6 is Sarga, is a primary. and then the other is a visarga. Especially this subject, this time is so subtle actually. If you're trying to understand and comprehend, without the mercy of Krishna, we cannot understand. He said that Krishna's mercy is Kripa Shakti. This Shakti is a queen of all energy, all Shakti actually. It can you know, bestow so much that one can understand everything, all subject matter, including the time, anand, creation. You see, what I thought was this subject, you know, usually we have, why this chapter coming here, this calculation of time. So previously, there was a last verse, you know, he was saying, I would like to explain the descendant of Manu. I like to explain all this Manu and everything. So this, you know, explanation of, you know, he gives from the basic understanding, primary calculation of, you know, with the primary unit to, you know, it gradually goes, you know, like we see how in this verse, Lagu, Shana, Tripti. So there is a graduation till, you know, like days until it stops, you know, the amount of years for human being. Then it comes to Kalpa, Manu, to higher living entities. So the main focus, like Maharaj also was saying, that when we ask question about this subject matter, the main Maharaj was saying is we have to think of the jaws of the whole universe under the jaws of time. How we can escape? We don't have much time. So if we focus on how we can surpass this effect of time on our level and focus on going back to Godhead, then we are in right track, like how Prabhupada is saying. There is many subject matter, but that is not our concern. Our concern is about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose impersonal representation is the time, which is controlling these subject matters. If we can able to shift our focus on essence, then we can, you know, move ahead in Bhagavatam actually. This everything helps us to remember Krishna. Make things which is accepting things which is favorable and rejecting things which is unfavorable. So this subject matter, we can actually understand how the time is, you know, killing. We are killing time. Actually, time is killing us. We cannot kill time. The every moment is important, because we cannot. As if, you know, one millionaire was there at the time of death, he is ready to give so much of money. But we cannot even buy a second. Even if we have so much of money, we can't even buy a second. So we can see the time effect, and we can make use of this time to develop our real constitutional position of being a servant and developing that love of God. I'd like to stop here and ask if any questions or comments, correction, whatever we discussed.
Thank you.
Because because to understand this we need mercy. Because to conceive inconceivable means it's not possible. Because unless until we have mercy, we cannot understand our position and we cannot understand our relationship with Krishna also. Yeah, so we should not be proud that we know, but it's actually given to us. Whatever state or whatever one's position, one understanding. So we read the transcendental knowledge. You opened my darkened eyes and gave my transcendental, my spiritual master gave transcendental knowledge. It is glory, we have to pass the glory to our spiritual master and then successfully goes to Krishna. So if someone has given us, given to us. There is no rightful claim for us to understanding, So, but I read in, Burjan Prabhu's commentary that this Kripa Shakti is a queen of. So when you read that, then it's like, enthusiasm comes to us because we understand, just to pray for Krishna. But at least we have to do our endeavor. It's like there's an example of gardening. So the seed is there, seed and the plant is there. To seed to fructify or the plant to give flower is not in our control. That is mercy of the Lord. But to make arrangement for that seed to grow or the plant to give flower is our part. Yes. If you put the seed like that, it will not fructify. But we have to make the bed, we have to make the soil fertile, put it nicely. And we have to pray so that the seed will flower. We cannot force a plant to give flower. What we have to do, nice fence so that, it guards. And nice fertilizer if required, manure and water. Then we can expect, I done my part and Krishna will. So similarly, we have the seed of Bhakti Lata Beach. We have to make our heart fertile and make things ready so that the bija will fructify and give fruit. So we have to do the setting right. Then Krishna will give mercy. Is that answer, Prabhu? Yes. Like, if you go out, you see sun and sunlight. Like sun disk. Sunlight, it's pervading everywhere. You cannot, see a form, but it's pervade. So similarly, when time means, its effect is there. It's not like a personality coming and, taking, It is there on the material things. The effect is there. Like how you go, a film is there. The film is like, you have taken, actually the film is taken one film, right? But when you continuously rotate the film, how it look, it's like a movie. But actually it's a one film after another film. It's gradually changing. Because it's fast rotation, you'll see like a movie, right? Similarly, we it's like changes, we may not see we can't put like a definite. Okay, this change, from this to this, okay, time has changed now. See, this Earth is rotating, right? The speed of Earth is like miles, so many thousands of miles per hour. but we can't even feel. The sun, we calculate this day and night by the rotation of sun. Right? Even if you watch closely the sun hour after hour, you can't make out how the time is changing, because that sun is rising, keep rising. We can't perceive. But the effect is there. Yes. Yeah. It's like how this material world is we can feel material world from the spiritual world because of the time. So I gave that example, even Prabhupada, example of voice and which is recorded in the tape and the person. So we see that a person is there, but his voice also there. That is separated because of the tape. Because of, say, for example, this material world which is coming from Krishna, because the influence of time is there, we trying to identify this is different from spiritual world. Because we understand the time is there, we think this is different from, but actually this is spiritual world. Because if we, that's why we say, when a pure devotee, when he is living in this body, is jivan mukta. For him, there is no influence of time. He is always in spiritual world, serving Radha and Krishna. Because he is totally, under spiritual platform. He is no more in material realm. There is no effect of time. Because he's always connected in Radha Krishna and serving. And for him, example of Goswami, I think Raghunath, doctor came and checked and he said, this person is actually overeating. But everyone knows that he was not eating at all. Because he was connected, he is actually offering milk sweets and eating. He feel nourished. There is no effect of time, hunger, morning, afternoon, night. 24/7. We see a life of Prabhupada. For him, there is sleeping 2 hours only, we can't even conceive. In the early morning, getting up and doing translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, managing temples and traveling, counseling and financing, acquiring land, preaching, meeting people. This is like, we sometimes this is the time I have to go to bed and this is the time I have to eat. So everything we see different. But there is no influence of time for that personality, because he's already in a spiritual platform where there is no effect of time. Always connected to Krishna. I'll end here. Kandra Srimad Bhavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai. Go permanently.